Welcome back to Tom and Talk Valley Falls Dragon Football with head coach Wyatt Hofstra here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Last week, the Dragons went on the road to Burlingame, got up 12-0, but ultimately couldn't find anything else after that in a 58-12 loss. So, coach, you saw some good things early on, but Burlingame obviously figured it out pretty quickly. What were just your thoughts on that game from Friday?
Yeah, I agree. I think that they figured it out pretty quickly, and they knew what we were trying to do. And they have some good players. They're a good team. They're coached well, and they've been consistent over the last about 10 years there with Coach Slater, and they knew how to attack us and what to do. So I thought they played a good game. I thought that we did not play very well. I think the first two drives looked awesome for us. I totaled that up, and that was 10 plays in those first two offensive drives, and it was 92 total yards and 12 points and 2-for-3 passing and 160-yard catch. And then, like, after that, I think that those two drives amounted more offense than the rest of the 55 plays that we ran. So, I mean, I take the blame for most of that, and that maybe I wasn't calling good stuff, but, I mean, they had some good players, too. I want to give them credit where credit's due, and they played us really well, and they got they have some height and some speed and some size, and they know what they're doing.
And obviously now you've had a couple of days to kind of look back at the film as well. And I know offensively, really the last couple of weeks, your guys have been held in check for the most part. Obviously two really good opponents too against Clifton, Clyde, and Burlingame. But you scored just 6 against Clyde, only 12 against Burlingame. What is it offensively right now that your guys are kind of struggling with the last couple of weeks?
Like you mentioned to start, those two teams are pretty incredible defensively. And I mean, probably two of the top – definitely two of the top defenses that we see, but two of the top maybe in the state for 8-man as well. I mean, they do a really great job. They're fundamentally sound, and they do their responsibilities, and they do it 110% every play. So I think that, you know, whether or not they were doing it better than us, they were doing it faster than us. But, you know, after the game's pretty, you know, upset, and it's a loss, and that's how it is. But, you know, the sun rose and we looked at it and we said, you know, we're still 3-3 in a good position to, you know, control our own fate a little bit, do what we wanted to do at the beginning of the season, like we told you in week 1, that was end the year with a winning record and get back to state playoffs. And we still have both those opportunities available for us. So I think, you know, it's a matter of we went 0-1 and now we can go 1-0 this week, go 1-0 in practice. I thought we had a great practice yesterday. But I think to your original question of what's holding that offense back, I would say finishing drives. We do a really good job of getting to about 4th down in like 3, and then we just can't pass that last little threshold, or we have an explosive play and then we can't get any more explosive plays. So, you know, whether or not that's on me or players or what, I take the responsibility for play calls or, you know, setting my guys up for success. So we've been working on that this week, and I feel better about the guys going into this game than I did at this point last week. So I think that we're just, you know, improving steadily, and season's not over. We got a lot of ball left to play, so it'll be fun to see.
Yeah, two big games here to finish off the regular season, beginning with Donovan West coming up on Friday night. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about that matchup with the Mustangs. This is the Valley Falls Dragons Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Valley Falls Dragons Locker Room Chats. We're talking with head coach Wyatt Hofstra. It's brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market and Heinen Repair. And coach, as you mentioned, you know, your guys 3-3 overall in the year and two big games here to finish off the regular season, beginning with Donovan West coming up on Friday night. Donovan West, they're coming off a tough loss of their own, obviously, against Clifton Clyde, who you were familiar with from earlier a couple of weeks ago. But just Donovan West, they're a team that really likes to line up across from you and kind of run the ball right at you. So what do you look at with the Mustangs?
I think we're going to need to be pretty physical up front. So that's what we've been working on this week. I know that Trent Spiker is a heck of an athlete and super fast and strong. So I'm excited to see how our guys do stopping him. And I know they're big up front with those big guys on the line. And so I'm interested to see how our big guys do against their big guys. And yeah, stopping what they're good at and is running right at us.
And you talk about this game a little bit, obviously a big game for you guys as far as the district standings go. So do you look at this game as kind of one of those where if your guys could come through and execute, you'd feel extremely confident at least about the chance to have themselves a chance to win the game later on in the game if they can execute?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'd be hesitant to say that was how Burlingame started. I thought, holy smokes, our guys showed up to play. This is going to be awesome. And then we was plateaued and downhill from there. So, yes, I mean, I think that we came out and attacked Clifton Clyde as well. So, you know, a couple times we've either been really close or close to winning or won the first quarter, but then when the second quarter gets out of hand on us or then, you know, third quarter we can retaliate maybe, and the fourth quarter gets out of hand on us. So, yeah, I think that we need to come out and attack pretty hard, but I think the guys saw what Burlingame did against us. It's really about just being committed to your responsibility and, you know, not letting the scoreboard dictate your responsibility. You know, guys will get down a couple scores and start freaking out, and it's only the end of the first quarter and they start doing things they're not coached to do or they haven't been taught, and then that's what then makes a dumpster fire even more. So I think that, you know, it's really about not pressing the panic button and the self-destruct button, getting back up and being resilient. You know, I didn't go 0-1. I went 0-1 on that play, so now I need to go 1-0 on this play. And just that grit and toughness factor.
Well, Coach, definitely look forward to it. It's a game we'll have live on FM 103.9 KNZA coming up on Friday night. But, hey, thank you so much, Coach, as always, for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it. Good luck Friday.
Thank you. I'll see you there.
All right, Coach, thank you. Wyatt Hofstra, head coach of the Valley Falls Dragons, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market and Heinen Repair on FM 103.9 KNZA.